This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have arrested 8 people with suspected ties to ISIS, says CBS's Errol Barnett.
As far as we understand, these 8 men from Tajikistan, a Central Asian nation, came into the U.S. both this year and last year via the southern border. And as far as the available information we have access to, they were permitted to enter the United States and were here legally. However, officials had reason to continue to follow and investigate them, which led them to put wiretaps on their phones.
American warships and aircraft are watching 3 Russian ships and a nuclear-powered submarine expected to arrive in Havana today.
U.S. Navy ships have been shadowing a small Russian flotilla as it makes its way across the Atlantic toward Cuba. The Navy ships, including 2 destroyers and 2 vessels equipped with towed sonars for tracking the submarine, will remain offshore and resume tracking the Russian flotilla once the port call in Havana ends. David Martin, CBS News, Washington.
Most analysts expect the Federal Reserve won't change interest rates when it meets today. Here's Bankrate.com's Greg McBride.
Credit card balances on the rise, more people carrying credit card debt and doing so at a time when credit card rates are at a record high. That's a pretty clear indicator of the strain that a lot of households feel.
One person's dead after a man took control of a bus in Gwinnett County, Georgia. The suspected shooter has been arrested. Atlanta Police Chief Darren Shirebaum.
We received a 911 call from a family member of an occupant of the bus saying he was receiving text messages that there had been a hijacking and that individuals were being held hostage against their will.
Today marks 30 years since the killing of O.J. Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. O.J. Simpson was found not guilty of killing them. Loyola law professor and former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson analyzed the trial for CBS News as it happened and reflects on it now 30 years later.
In terms of the legacy of the O.J. case, I think it'll always be remembered, literally, for being one of the trials of the century, where America got a stark look of what's happening in the courtroom.
The House of Representatives is expected to vote today on whether to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress. Republicans have been demanding that Garland release audio recordings of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur about classified documents found in Biden's home and office. Garland has refused. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Jong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
A simple text response is getting mixed reviews.
There's been a ton of debate on social media on text etiquette, but apparently there's a one-word response that ranks the worst, and it's not K.
Sure.
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 People say the word sure can be very misinterpreted. Is it confident?
Sure.
Unenthusiastic?
Sure.
Passive aggressive?
Sure.
Some say it can also be viewed as indecisive.
Sure. Sure.
However you mean it, sociolinguists say a little punctuation after that little word can go a long way. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
The lead singer of the Four Tops says a hospital restrained him and ordered a psychological exam after refusing to believe that he was actually part of the Motown music group. Alexander Morris is now suing Ascension Macomb Oakland Hospital in Warren, Michigan, claiming racial discrimination and other misconduct during his 2023 visit. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. A slight chance of showers, maybe a rumble of thunder in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies. And by daybreak, we'll be in the lower 60s. Sunshine, lower 80s on Wednesday, with thunderstorm chances increasing late Wednesday night. Right now, it's 64.
Looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one. Your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? And I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you asked me to meet your mom, I knew the baby we'd be going far. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one.
Mark Disturdement. Local news and timeless hits.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than applies to the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you what me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lives, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. Cherish me as much as I cherish you.
It's been coming somebody that was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a trap.
Farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke. The fabulous Farm Babe has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Of course, it's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire. Yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Talked with me and he smiled, said, come and walk with me, come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life you're alone, but you ain't got a dime, there's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you.
That didn't hurt.
You know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh. Your elders grew by, and so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. Your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they
can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
Yeah. charming harder as the ceiling.
And timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
That's why I'll always be around.
Either way. sunshine caresses each new waking hour. Seems to me that people keep seeing more and more each day.
Gotta say,
lead the way.
It's okay.
Gotta say, it's okay.
All right.
Say, lead the way. Oh.